thing to note is that one of the ones
thank you for calling Windset Capital Corporation. Your call may be monitored or recorded for training or quality purposes. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For the company director,
actually just, they got approved 150, but like the maximum in the calculator right now is 100.
Okay, yeah, so that's kind of
odd.
If we were to change it, it'd go to zero.
Yeah, so if we like... That one
looks good
here.
You can probably change the max
now.
So let's actually do that right now.
This is Paul.
Hi, Paul. This is Amy Chu calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on, Amy?
I'm calling to ask for a favor. Dean actually wanted me to reach out because we have a deal currently. It's in a Windset restricted state. The thing is that we want to be able to, I guess, kind of score this deal and just see, you know, how much the customer's balance needs to be paid down in order to, I guess, get an approval. Even though it's not a state that you guys would, you know, underwrite, I guess he just wants to know if you would be able to do this favor and score this deal, not considering the state, and just give us the feedback on it.
So our system won't take a deal out of our state, so it'd have to lie on the state.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they probably could. It wouldn't have, I mean, unfortunately, just tell Dean, I'd be happy to make someone do it, but obviously an app that we're doing for someone who can try and fund a deal has to be the priority.
Okay. Yeah, this is, I think, just for informational purposes so that we know,
yeah,
like,
so you guys know if you're
going to
buy it, what should you buy it for? Yep, I gotcha.
Okay.
But you would want to know, what is that? Like, how much the guy would have to pay down?
Yeah, so let me pull up this deal really quickly, and I'll give you the details on it. One second, it's just pulling up an opening right here. Okay. Alright, so this is a painting company. They're located in Georgia with about 9 years' time in business. So right now this customer has a balance with Can Capital for about $120K. And their revenues look like they make about $3 million a year. So I guess what we're sure.
$3 million. Okay, so what was his question?
So our question is, you know, if we're trying to get a second position approved for this customer, what can that second position be considering his balance? Or if we're trying to refi, how much does the Can balance need to be paid down in order to be considered for a first? So what I have are just, you know, the standard submission requirements. I have taxes, 6 months of banks, as well as an application, if you guys were to process that.
Yeah, I mean, Amy, I just don't think it's going to be possible. So, obviously, our credit pull on the guarantors, we pull a commercial Equifax, we pull a background check on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just give you raw numbers. The guys... got a balance of about $120. He's probably good for another $120, the best case scenario. But
right.
Because it's construction, which is just lumped into because he's a painter,
right?
You know, that probably knocks that down to if he's good for $120, he probably gets 75 or 80.
Okay,
is what I'd say as is.
Okay.
So for us to consider, he'd have to be way paid down for us to do it, which
okay.
Obviously we can't because he's out of state, but for you guys, you'd want him, if you're following what we would do, he would need to have that balance down to about 75, especially because our max for you guys being...
is 150?
You know, 150, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. So
I don't know if that helps, but there really probably isn't a way for us to run the whole thing through, especially because Wayne would have a heart attack if I had someone spread bangs for all that for a deal we couldn't do.
Yeah, absolutely. I just didn't want to, you know, take a lot of your time and, you know, have you guys put resources in something that's not high priority, but just for, you know, I guess Dean just wanted me to ask and see if we could have you guys score deals like this for us, like on a favor by favor basis. And this was like the first one to come up. So I'll just let him know what we talked about.
Yeah, tell him there'll be no way to get it through the whole system because I can't have a credit analyst tied up with all that.
Okay.
Because, believe it or not, I mean, there's probably 25, 30 minutes of due diligence before you even start all the underwriting.
Absolutely.
On each file. But as far as just talking numbers, we can probably talk through those. The plus or minuses for us would obviously be their personal credit, what the commercial Equifax shows, and what their CLEAR report shows.
Okay.
Those are all things I couldn't access unless we could run the deal.
Exactly. Okay, so commercial Equifax and CLEAR is not really considered. We're just talking numbers.
Yeah, and consumer, their consumer credit. I mean, a guy with no installment debt, even with all that revenue, we wouldn't even consider, believe it or not.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
So I'll let Dean know, just, you know, the outcome of this particular deal. In his email, he said, "I don't want to make it a burden where their credit folks work for us all day, but please find out it's okay to do once in a while."
Yeah, it would take quite a while. I mean, that would have to, if it was to even be done, he'd probably have to clear that with Wayne, or I would have to clear it with Wayne, but just on a normal basis, there's probably no way.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I appreciate your time right now and just, you know, taking a look at this one. I'll let him know what we talked about.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
All right, thanks, Amy. You bet.
Right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.